Dr. Javier dictating a clinic note on Dewey Porter, Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, Dewey, D-E-W-E-Y, birthday 12/28/72. Patient seen in clinic with for medication refills and discussion of blood pressure meds, states left arm and left leg with numbness for 1 week. Patient wants hypertension medication. Raised or changed. Vital signs. Blood pressure 173/100. Immunizations up to date. Allergies to morphine, penicillin. Medications, see chart, including Sinopril, Metformin, Paxil, Claritin, glipizide, and insulin. With history of hypertension, diabetes mellitus, erectile dysfunction, hyperlipidemia, attention, adult attention deficit disorder, and neck pain. Has had surgery on his left lung. Present illness. Patient complains of numbness, right? Left. Third to fifth fingers. The past few days, states out of medications. For the past few days, states cramping and tingling, left calf before bed. Thinks it's because of excessive use of left hand and dehydration, working in heat. Review symptoms, fasting blood sugar low, less than 100 in the morning before meds. Past history, history of neck pain. States he was a rodeo clown with multiple injuries. Social worker, social history, history of working roofing company, family history, stress, recent death. The mother, past month, he was very close to, he's very close with. From stomach cancer, now caring for a father with early dementia. Physical exam, no acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rate rhythm without murmurs or gallop, abdomen soft without again, or tenderness, back, no CA tenderness. Skin negative for discoloration or rash, extremities negative for restricted range of motion or tenderness, neuropsychiatric within normal limits. Discuss better control of blood pressure, to take medications, advise to repeat labs, next office visit, and to monitor blood pressure and blood sugar. With recent lab work in February showing glycohemoglobin at 11.6, blood sugar 227. With the dosage of insulin 70/30, increased to 40 units in the morning, 40 units at bedtime. It's recommended follow up in 2 weeks, not seen till today. States he is taking Novalin insulin 70/30 in the AM and PM, as well as glipizide 5 milligrams in AM and PM, Metformin 1,000 milligrams BID, patients self-pay, not wanting to get lab work today. Told instructed patient to be sure to take insulin before and glipizide before meals. With checking blood sugar before it takes before he takes medication. Or eats. Seems that he's taking blood sugar after taking insulin without eating and reporting low values when his glycohemoglobin is very high. Probably needs further adjustment. Apparently needs further adjustment of insulin level. We'll wait for follow-up until he takes medications and monitors blood pressure more accurately. Advise for follow-up in the next 2 to 4 weeks. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.